seiner Hand, werde alle Furcht verbannt, denn in seiner Liebe mich bewahrt. Er ist bei mir, in dem Sonnenschein und Regen.
Oh. Dear brothers, dear sisters, I greet you in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to the first meeting in the new year. Let us not ask ourselves, what will bring this year to us? The wish of all of us would be that the Lord would call his own to himself. But let us leave everything to the Lord, for he will lead us securely. In Matthew 28, verse 20, I am with you all the days until the end of the world. What a wonderful promise. To all brothers and sisters who are listening today or who are watching today, also you, we wish you the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ and a blessed new year. Before our beloved brother Frank will bring us the word of God, I would like to read a couple of verses from the Word of God, and then I will pray. We read from 1 John, chapter 3, from verse 1. 1 John, chapter 3, from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Oh, what a wonderful promise that we will be like him when he calls his own. Let us read on. Verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God, or begotten of God. German Bible. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was a child of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because all his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Dear brothers, dear sisters, we want to pray together. Faithful Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you have sent a prophet in this time who led us back to your true word. And this word is written in our hearts. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you help us that we can keep these words in our hearts. Faithful Lord, bless all your people. Lord Jesus, you know each one of us who received you. May you lead every son and daughter. And also this day, we may lay into your hands. When you will speak to us through our brother, I thank you that you made our ears attentive and especially opening our hearts. For your word is yes and amen. For your word, Lord Jesus, is for us the food. It gives us strength. And it gives us eternal life. Faithful Lord, we thank you. And we want to praise you and glorify you. To you be the praise, honor and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I also greet you very warmly. We have heard the mighty word of introduction of Brother Keller. We were all reading and we are grateful to the Lord that also from Zurich we can greet all brothers and sisters and in particular all ministering brethren in all the peoples and tongues. Today we have greetings from Kinshasa, from Kolwezi, from Nairobi, from South Africa. Yes, one could continue to list all the greetings which were sent to us. It is just so wonderful that God's word never returns void, but it always accomplishes that for what it was sent for. We all experienced and witnessed what happened in the last months,
schon alles vor sich gegangen ist.
What went on?
Seit Jahren,
since years,
haben wir den Klimawandel,
we have the climate change,
Erderwärmung,
the global warming.
Miterlebt.
We witnessed it.
Und jetzt,
and now,
diese Pandemie,
this pandemic,
diese Seuche,
this pestilence,
das Virus,
the virus,
das keine Grenzen,
which doesn't know any borders,
in alle Völker,
in all peoples
Sprachen
and tongues,
gedrungen ist,
it has penetrated.
Und wir fragen uns,
and we ask ourselves,
was wird noch alles
what else
geschehen?
Will happen before the return of our Lord?
Und was wird
and
danach
what will happen geschehen? Afterward?
Es ist einfach sehr wichtig,
it's just very important, dear brothers and sisters, that also in this regard have a biblical scriptural orientation. That what is written in the Gospels happens in our time, before the rapture. What is written in the book of Revelation from chapter 6 on happens everything after the rapture. And therefore, we must be careful. We must be very, very careful that we don't present own interpretations, no conspiracy theories, but that we remain sober and clear in every regard, in every aspect. When it speaks of earthquakes, famines, pestilences, when all these things are mentioned, then in the Gospels, when it's about the mark of the beast, about all these things, which are mentioned six times from Revelation 13, then it happens, of course, only after the rapture. And so, we all want to ask that we remain sober and not putting up some theories with chip here and chip there and so forth, but only the one having in focus, namely our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord.
And
as already mentioned, when there are pestilences, when these things come, then they were foretold of our Lord. And therefore, time and again, the emphasis, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And also this, what is happening internationally in politics and in the religion, we must leave up to the Lord. We all know that the orientation worldwide is happening. What is going on in Germany, all come to know. What is happening in Russia, all come to know. What is going on in China, also all are coming to know, all over the earth. And what in the last weeks took place in the USA, we all witnessed. And I personally watched the inauguration of the new president I watched and heard the prayer which was held and presented at the end, and the hallelujah at the end of this inauguration prayer, and all what goes with it. We have also seen the lady which stood next to Joe Biden as the vice president. She will have her task. Brother Branham, of course, mentioned it in the sixth vision, 1933. He saw it. What would happen in the USA? Namely, that the Roman Church gets a direct hold in the USA. And we all know of the 46 presidents up to now, there were only two who were Roman Catholic. All the others, they were Protestants. It's a country of the Protestants. But now everything becomes different. And one just has to say it very clearly. Not only our eyes, having our eyes on Israel, not only focusing there on the Middle East, because there is many things are happening. And just the one remark to the president, which sadly, he left his office, that it really caused pain. But this, one has to say here, for Israel, this Mr. Trump did more than all the others together. Also for this we are grateful. Mr. Trump was the only one who went to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, laying his hand onto the Wailing Wall, and he was praying. No other president did that. But he was just not a diplomat. This one has to say here. But now, we will witness everything personally. The time is here in which all the Protestant churches will go back to Rome, to the Mother Church. Since 1948, we experienced and witnessed how the Protestant churches had their conferences with one another. Also in Geneva, they were coming together. But all this is past now, where the Protestant churches are joined in the World Council of Churches in Economism. There, the connection must be made to Rome. It must be settled. And all of them, they have the doctrine of Rome. Partly, they took it over. The Trinity doctrine, the Trinity baptism, various unscriptural teachings, the Protestant churches have taken over. And therefore, the Book of Revelation reports to us of the Mother Church and of her daughters as daughter churches, who then will return into the bosom of the Mother Church. And now, the Mother Church in the headquarters in the USA, in the White House, took over the rulership. And all of us, we have seen it. And we witnessed it. What was said. And what is in the program. Then the one remark with Israel. Also here, we heard it. How the measurements are taking place on the Temple Mount. How the IDF, the Israel military, went up and down. How the cameras stood there and how it was measured. Because at the Wailing Wall, this is of course the Western Wall, which belongs to the temple. There the working is going, the construction is going on, and they are measuring where the third temple will be. Everything is taking its course. And how then we read in Revelation chapter 11 that the temple will be built after the ministry of the two prophets was done and the 144,000 Jews from the 12 tribes, firstly, they will be sealed. And then all of Israel comes to it. Everything is shown to us in Bible prophecy, foretold, and everything will take place just as it is written in the book of books. And God has really, by the prophets of the Old Testament, and then through the apostles in the New Testament, all of the plan of salvation was written down and announced in advance. For this, we are grateful to our Lord God. Now, to the subject, we of course have heard a very mighty word of introduction. We are grateful. I am grateful for our brothers in Switzerland. Since 50 years, there was the Zurich Sunday, and we could have had meetings on every last Sunday of a month, and we look back to wonderful, blessed years, and especially now, in this time, where we cannot come together anymore. It makes me so sad. This I have to admit. But on the other hand, we are so grateful to God, grateful with all our hearts, that now worldwide can be heard on every Wednesday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning. Central European time, all sermons from the 80s can be heard, and on every first and last Sunday of a month, the live services. Please, dear brothers and sisters, understand me. I look back to all these years. How old was I? 1955. When Brother Branham came to Europe. And I was in his meetings. I could experience what God has done in this time. Then we take all the other years. Sometime I was a young man. I could travel from country to country, even in the 60s. I was in exactly 15 countries of Europe with a car, driving with a car, everywhere, whether to Sweden, whether to Warsaw, whether to Rome, whether to London, to bring the message, yes, to drive there, into all the countries, to bring it. But now, everything has become different. After I reached almost 88 years now, it's no more as it was. Everything is different. Seeing, hearing, walking. But I'm grateful to God. I'm totally healthy. In the year 2020, I did not have an appointment with a doctor. I didn't have to take any drugs. Also for this, I'm very grateful to the Lord. Now, back to that, what is happening now on the earth. It was necessary. All the travelings, the journeys into the 165 countries. Probably it's now 167 countries, which I personally visited, carrying the message, establishing the contacts, so that now all brothers in all countries of the world can be connected and on the various channels by the transmissions can hear the old and the new sermons. And also that, what we have published in circular letters, in little brochures, all subjects were dealt with. Never the Word of God was so thoroughful, so precise, doctrinally could be placed as it was done in our time. And we thank the Lord God for it. And brothers, they expressed it in the last months in a special way. Not only in Europe, but worldwide. The brothers were writing us. We are grateful for the ministry of Brother Branham. And we are grateful for the ministry which followed, for the teaching and for the introduction and insight into the precious and holy Word of God. Both belongs together. For thus, Brother Branham has heard it, and then he also passed it on. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And exactly this took place in the past 55 years and is still happening today, that the pure divine message based upon the Holy Scripture, not one single teaching which is not found in the Bible on two or three places. There's no biblical doctrine which is only based upon one single scripture. Everything on two or three witnesses about Godhead, baptism, Lord's Supper, return of the Lord, every Bible subject is not only once, time and again it was brought and illuminated. And it was shown. And so also we have done it by the grace of God from the very beginning. Not only Revelation 10 taking it and then speaking about it, that the angel of the covenant will come down, but going back to the precious and holy word in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1b, in Malachi 3 verse 1, there are two promises in one verse. The one, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And this happened through the ministry of John the Baptist. That's how he could testify it. But the second part is like this. And the Lord shall suddenly come to his temple, the angel of the covenant, whom ye delight. So, when we read in Revelation 10 of the angel of the covenant with a rainbow over his head, when he descends, and firstly he puts his foot upon land and sea, and then will happen that what Brother Branham emphasized very much. He swear by the one who lives forever. And then, what happened then? Then will, when it takes place, the seven thunders will utter their voices. Oh, how grateful we can be. And the third scripture in the prophet Daniel 12, verse 7, when the angel raises his hand and swears by him who lives forever, then there will be one time, two times, and half of a time until the end. How precise God has said it in his word, in these three scriptures. And I tell you the truth, whoever does not respect this is a blasphemer and has not found grace in the sight of God. It's just necessary, and I say it once again, that every Bible doctrine really must be based upon two or three witnesses, scriptures. Please, also this comparison now. Just please, all the churches, take them, beginning with the Church of Rome, who just take Matthew 28, verse 19, and go into all the world, teach all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. They can thousand times refer to this one scripture and are thousand times in error because they don't go from the commission to the carrying out of the commission. Not going to Acts chapter 2 verse 38 and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not going back to Acts chapter 8, verse 16. Not going back to Acts 10, verse 48. Not going back to 19, verse 5 and 6. The error is there where the enemy has confused the mind of the people and they remain on one scripture. The same it is with the Lord's Supper. Whoever takes the one scripture and not the other scriptures, whoever doesn't go with that what is written in Matthew 26, going to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and then to 1 Corinthians 11, to know precisely what the Lord meant. Here we have it. Please, dear brothers and sisters, especially you ministering brethren, I have a responsibility before the living God as no one had it on the earth. It's the last message, the last call. Everything must be restored by God, placed scripturally, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, not two, not three, but one, and again one. And therefore, because the Lord, me personally, has given me personally this commission to go from country to country and to preach His word, and this I did in the more than 8,000 sermons which I held worldwide. And no one will have an excuse. The Lord God has taken care for it, that it has become possible. Take it from the hand of the Lord. And I repeat, Brother Branham also repeated it, that not he, but the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. Never needs to come back. Also, Brother Branham does not need to come back. And also this I mentioned with the great tent, the large tent. Probably, God willing, I will draw it in a circular letter, how this tent looked like, which Brother Branham has seen, because I also have seen it on the 19th of January 1966, and I was called down from the balcony. Your time has come. Turn to the people and speak. On the platform was the coffin with Brother Branham. But I should step upon the platform and then telling to the people of God, bringing them the divine message. And this I have done. But brothers and sisters, let us come quickly to the word of introduction. You can imagine what it means for me to have this task, to have received this commission from God, and that I must carry it out. I want to stand my ground before the Lord God. And I want that all who hear now the divine message, that they are prepared. For thus it was said, that this message will forerun the second coming of Christ. The message of the calling out, of the correction, of the preparation. And so, we have heard it in the word of introduction, that we received the adoption as sons. We are sons and daughters of God. By grace, we have been saved. And as written here in the word of introduction, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And we are it. And we are it, as the Jim Bible says. Just so wonderful. Not only promised that children of God will be there, but and we are them. And here we find the word begotten. He who is begotten by God. Just very, very important. The word born we find many times in the epistles which John wrote. But here the emphasis, begotten, German Bible. Before somebody can be born, he must have been begotten first. Remember Psalms 2 verse 7. Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. Remember the scripture which is written in Hebrews referring to Psalms 2 verse 7. And in the setting forth, it is recited there. Begotten. At the begetting is a seed. And already in the Garden of Eden, the Lord God put enmity between the two seeds. Between the seed of the serpent and between the seed of God, which came through the woman. Jesus Christ, the seed of God, by the divine begetting, the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and the Holy One born of thee. First the begetting, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon thee, and then the Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Dear brothers and sisters, please believe it today. The begetting is important. How many people say, oh, I'm born again. I'm born again. And what? Take all the churches who say that they are born again. And the word of God. They blaspheme the word of God. And the promise for this time, they don't accept at all. But they just bypass it. True children of God, sons and daughters of God, must receive the seed of the word. And the Holy Spirit comes upon the seed, and the life which is in the seed comes forth. And so the new birth takes place by word and spirit. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Blessed and praised be our Lord. Not only a message, But as the divine seed, the divine message is planted into our hearts, laid into it, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us and brings forth the new divine life. And then comes to fulfillment. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed. Behold, all things have become new. Then we have here, in the next verse, in verse
2,
it is written, I hope that all listen carefully. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Here we have something very wonderful. We are still in the earthly body. We have the divine life in our soul, and we are grateful to the Lord for it, that he has given us grace, that by faith we may receive what he has promised. So, born of God, being begotten of God, sons and daughters of God. Now we are the children of God. And we are still in the earthly body. It does not yet appear what we shall be after the resurrection. But when he will appear at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, then our mortal bodies will be changed into the resurrection body of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our Redeemer came to us in a human body to bring here the sacrifice, to shed the blood of the new covenant, to give the redemption and the reconciliation and forgiveness to us by grace. And he, of course, from the mortal body, he rose into the immortal body. And so we also, at the return of Jesus Christ, we will receive the immortal body. We'll be young again and never grow old again. Please receive this word into your heart. And today, I would like to express the wish and the desire. Please read once again in peace the word of introduction. It's a whole sermon, a mighty sermon, and most surely you noticed that Brother Keller didn't preach a sermon after the word of introduction. He straight prayed. I don't need to preach a sermon after this precious word from 1 John chapter 3. It's a whole sermon. And we are grateful to the Lord God to be sons and daughters of God. Now we are the children of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, then we shall be like him. Let me say here in the summary, that what is happening now in all peoples and tongues, we all witnessed it. And we are very, very sad about it, that no services can be held in a normal way, only under conditions in very small numbers, which one cannot keep, where one cannot sing, where one has to wear a mask, and so forth. No, and again no. We believe that also this epidemic will be soon over, and that God will give grace. Please, don't waste your time with it. I said it before, also concerning the vaccination. Everybody can decide for himself. I also received a letter. I shall make an appointment. I just pushed it away. I want to wait still how everything will go on. But please, never becoming fanatic. Everyone may decide for himself and leave the other one in peace. But now the second part, this first part, which is natural with the pestilence, with Corona, this hurts, yes, it pains, and in particular, because we as believers cannot come to our regular gatherings. Do you know what this means for me? I grew old in 1 year. It's a condition, a situation which one hardly can bear. But, brothers and sisters, let us persevere and let us thank the Lord for it, that in this time all the believers in all peoples and tongues hear what the Spirit says unto the church. And all ministering brothers, I ask you, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, please, don't bring any interpretation anymore. Stay humble, stay simple, and the Lord will bless you. And the time will be only short, but we will still come together to hear the word of the Lord. Let us say it once again. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in all peoples and tongues, and in particular, all ministering brethren, we place them under the obedience and under the leading of the Holy Spirit, that they preach nothing but only what they can preach from the Bible, from the precious and holy word of God. Everything else we will leave up to God, and the Lord will in our time finish his work. Lift up your heads, for our and your redemption, yes, our redemption is drawing nearer. The Lord will return with the trump of God, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, who we are alive, we shall be changed, and together we will meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds, and will be with the Lord at all times. I believe that all who hear now the last message, who accept it and receive it, and who thank the Lord for it, that they will be part of it. When the scripture which we just read from 1 John chapter 3, when it will be fulfilled. Now we are the children of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when He shall appear, and He will appear very soon. Very soon the promise will be a reality, and it will happen just as the Lord has said it. To Him be the glory. Thanks be to God for the Old and for the New Testament. Thanks be to God for the ministry of Brother Branham. And I say it with a sincere heart. If God would not have sent Brother Branham, then He could not have sent me. First, He must have come who brings the message, so that He can come who brings the message into all the world. And also, here we see the divine harmony that I was acquainted with Brother Branham, connected with him for 10 years, experiencing, witnessing everything, watching it, hearing it. And so, as an eye and ear witness, I could report of that what God has done. Be blessed with the blessing of the living God, and may this year be a year of jubilee in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, der Rechte sehr hoch auf der Zinne. Wach auf, du Stadt Jerusalem, Mitternacht heißt diese Stunde, sie rufen uns mit hellem Munde. Wo seid ihr klugen Jungfrauen, wohl auf der Bräut
leichter.